folks. Blog What's going on? This is Radio. This Big Bad Wolf here. Long Wolf is taking care of some business. He had to pay some bills, so he will be returning shortly. Sorry about the late start, guys. We had a lot of issues. What's going on? So, you know, I'm going to get right in it. It's Wolfpack TV. You know what it is. Big Bad Wolf, a.k.a. Kevin Nash, a.k.a. R-A-Y. We're going to do the Wolf. We're doing the Wolf Sports Sundays today. The Sports Wednesdays today. We're going to go over the NFL highlights, see what's going on. I'm going to talk to you guys about what's going on. And then tomorrow we're going to hit you with our own topic for discussion. So, not really much. We don't really have that much time right now. So, you guys know all about our. Hit us up on the Radio Blog website. Also, Facebook.com, Wolfpack_TV. That's also the Instagram. That is also the Twitter. Hit us up on that. Check out our GoFundMe page. Check out the SoundCloud. Guys, I'm just going to jump right into it. Hope you guys have enjoyed your Wednesday night. You know, football this for week nine was pretty impressive. We had, you know, I'm going to start off with the Cleveland and the Cincinnati. Cincinnati, 8-0. That score was 31-10. Green Bay, Carolina, 37-29. By the way, Carolina Panthers undefeated. Shout out to that boy Cam Newton doing it live over there. Still, Tennessee beat the Saints. That was actually a surprise. I don't think anybody saw that coming. Shout out to them Tennessee Titans, 34-28. That score was Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. Miami falls to Buffalo. A lot of shit talking about Ndamukong Suh. You guys know that. He's a problem on the field. Buffalo Bills, 33-17. Shout out to Tyrod Taylor. Look at that St. Louis and Minnesota game, 21-18. I just want to say about that Minnesota and St. Louis Wolf Nation, Teddy Bridgewater acting a complete animal over there on the field. Unfortunately, the person who hit him, that was dirty. You know, he had to leave the game with a concussion. I actually watched that game. Very, very, very upset. that they didn't get fined or suspended, because if it would have been, you know, not playing the race card, I'm just telling you guys, you know how I am, man. You know how the outsiders are when it comes to this shit. It's just bullshit. You know, if it had been Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, or Tom Brady, they would have got suspended and fined at the same time. So the fact that it was a black quarterback, they felt like they didn't need to take those measures. So you moving on. Jacksonville 23, New York Jets 28. Jacksonville, Jacksonville Jaguars feeling short. The Oakland Raiders. That was actually pretty a good game. Oakland versus Pittsburgh, 38-35 on that game. I actually watched that whole game. That was actually a pretty good game. The Oakland Raiders are looking pretty nice out there, man. Amari Cooper's definitely in the run for Rookie of the Year. Michael Crabtree out there balling. I know San Francisco is sick right now because they, you know, let him go. But you know how it goes, man. You know, one man's garbage person is another man's treasure star. So, you know, moving right along. New York Giants, 32. They blew out the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. CG, if you're listening, man, I really do feel sorry for them Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. I don't know what y'all going to do, man, but, you know, I'm going to keep my eye on Jameson Winston, man. He's looking pretty tough. Moving on, Atlanta Falcons versus the San Francisco 49ers. That game was close, 17-16. Denver and the Indianapolis Colts, that game was tied, and I don't know what happened. Indiana just took off 27-24. Philly beats Dallas. Saw a lot of people post how upset they was of them Dallas Cowboys defense or whatever. It doesn't
I'm
help
here,
that
bro.
Greg Hardy. What's going on, Lone Wolf?
What's going on, G? Big Bad Wolf. What's going on, man? I'm in here, man. My bad, bro.
Yeah, no, you're good, bro. You're good. Things happen, man. You know, moving on. Chicago Bears, 22-19. Yeah, man. We were talking about that Teddy Bridgewater hit, man. You feel like that person hit him should have got a fine or
that shit was
fucking
dirty. And Jeff Fisher, that shit was dirty. And Jeff Fisher, you're a rat bastard. I can't stand your monkey ass. And that's why I'm glad Tennessee got rid of you. You fucking ruined Vince Young's career, and you have a thing against black quarterbacks, and you're an undercover racist. You know what I'm saying? And I don't like you, and you're full of shit. And you know that was a cheap shot. It was a late hit. You knocked the guy unconscious. Come on, man. If that would have been any other quarterback, an Aaron Rodgers or a Tom Brady or anything like that, that shit would have never flew. Never flew.
Yep. I just got done saying that. Hey, I didn't even talk to CAF, a.k.a. Lone Wolf. But yet, look, guys, y'all heard it first. Y'all heard it first. So, you know, that was
– you know I'm a Tennessee Titans fan. You know I'm a Titans
yes,
fan.
Sir.
God, I can't
yep.
stand Jeff Fisher, man. I can't stand him.
Yeah, that was bullshit. And, you know, they still lost. St. Louis still lost. So, you know, now I wish Jeff Fisher could put a jersey on so I can give his sorry ass a fucking concussion. Fucking dirty bastard. And, if, you know, and just going back to what Lone Wolf has said and what I had said just a few minutes ago, if it had to been Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, you know what I'm saying, Phillip Rivers, they would have got fined and concussed and suspended for 4 games. Come on now, let's be honest. But you know what? Y'all going to hear more about that tomorrow on the racism issue. So moving on, guys, to the let's talk a little bit about the, you know, NBA on what's going on around there. A lot of interesting things. You know, LaMarcus Aldridge, I heard he's killing. And he's actually in Portland playing with the Spurs. I mean, he's actually with the Spurs playing in Portland against the Portland. So it's going to be amazing to see how that guy is. You know, just a lot of interesting things that are happening in sports. The Dallas Mavericks actually fall short to the Clippers. I was actually watching that game. DeAndre was going off. And it looks like that the Denver Nuggets are one point ahead of the Milwaukee Bucks in Denver. So that's good. Pistons and Kings, it's 49-61. That's halftime. Spurs are up 36-28. You got the Hornets. They beat the Knicks. And let me say this, guys, and this is we're talking about small forwards here. Is and Lone Wolf, let me ask you a question. Do you think that Carmelo Anthony is a top five small forward in the league?
In all honesty, I think he's a great scorer. As far as top five, it's hard to say just because he hasn't – I mean, he just really – I don't want to blame it on him, but that team has not really been consistent. And, you know, it's almost like sometimes where it's like, you know, are you just in the league for the money? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I question his leadership as well, man. You know, what you got, Durant – you know, you got a lot of up-and-coming guys right now at that small forward position. You know, Rudy Gay, you know, even Andrew Wiggins. Good God, that dude's a beast. He's going to be a monster. But, yeah, I don't know at this point, top five, you know what I mean? I think that he's a little overrated to a certain extent. I think he's a great scorer, a great offensive weapon, but he needs to develop in other areas as well.
Right. So the Hornets actually beat the Knicks 95-93. The Hornets host the Knicks. Lakers, 99, they fall short of the Orlando Magic in Orlando. That guy Vucevic is a beast. Roy Hibbert, I wasn't going to throw stats, but I just wanted to say because Roy Hibbert is going to be the difference maker for these Lakers. And by the way, all you Lakers fans, you guys are 1-7, and Byron Scott is talking about resting your point guard. So is he out of gas? What is going on with that situation? You guys are 1-7. Y'all need all the trades I can get. I was told, I heard earlier in the Dallas Clippers game that Kobe got injured again and is going to be out for how long, I don't know. Roy Hibbert, 15.6 rebounds, 1 assist. So I think that's an issue when you're 7'3", and you know what I'm saying, only having 15 points is ridiculous. And, you know, that's not going to get the job done. You know, Raptors. Actually, the Raptors are 6-3 right now. They beat the 76ers. 76ers are 0-8. Lone Wolf, I think we need to go try out for the Philadelphia 76ers, man. We're going to make the team. Jahlil Okafor for 26.7 rebounds, 1 assist. Kyle Lowry just balling, guys, this year. I mean, ridiculous. 23 points, 3 rebounds, 8 assists. And I just want to say, them 76ers, again, look ridiculous. Jahlil Okafor, I'm looking at his profile right now. He just looks upset. As a matter of fact, I don't know if a lot of you people know this or not, but Jahlil Okafor, actually, when he took the picture for signing day, he just dropped the jersey he takes the picture. He drops the jersey like he didn't want to be there. So, you know, that was just ridiculous. 0-8, 0-5 at home. Philadelphia, what is going on? Y'all ain't been the same since AI left. And y'all know this. Andre Iguodala, and he saw where it was going, and he ended up getting the hell out of Dodge. So, you know, moving on, Pacers versus the Celtics. My Celtics. Pacers 102-91. Man, I don't know what to say about that. Got beat by 11. I still think that we need to get rid of Marcus Smart and Avery Bradley, in my opinion, and get something else, some leadership vets over there. You know, I think we're still haven't got over, you know, getting rid of Jeff Green and Pierce and Garnett and Ray Allen. We are suffering big time. So Pelicans, moving on, Pelicans 98-106. The Hawks are 8-2. But, you know, they look good every year. You know, Hawks always have a good year. It's just in playoffs they can't get over the hump. And, by the way, they got to go through the Cleveland Cavaliers. And from the looks of it, you're going to have to go through Toronto Raptors. You know, Orlando is going to be a problem. Pacers look like they're out there also. So, you know, it's going to be a battle. Clippers 108 to Mavericks 118. You know, it is what it is with that score. You know, Mark Cuban, of course, making comments about DeAndre Jordan. And I don't think I even asked Lone Wolf about this scenario. How do you feel about DeAndre Jordan, you know, deciding to re-sign with the Clippers? I don't know if I asked you this. I probably did, but I don't remember. So, not trying to sound repetitive, but how do you feel about that DeAndre Jordan issue when he, you know, he verbally agreed and ended up going to the Clippers?
I think that, you know, he did kind of handle it like a he kind of handled it in an immature manner. He should have been honest and upfront with Dallas. But at the same time, man, he doesn't owe those guys anything. This is the NBA.
Right.
People change their mind all the time, and they make their own decisions. And,
right.
Part of the blame goes to Mark Cuban, man. He went out on the limb, and, yeah, you know, DeAndre Jordan did give him his word. But let's remember one thing about business. Your word don't mean shit unless it's on the dotted line,
yep.
And that's the bottom line.
Yep.
So, you Dallas fans, y'all can get upset, you know, and get mad, but at the end of the day, there was no commitment. Nothing was on the dotted line, and he had the right to change his mind, even though it was a verbal commitment. It happens all the time in college.
Yep, sure does.
All the time.
Yep. And the last two final scores, guys, are the Nets versus the Rockets. The Nets 106, the Rockets 98. Rockets are 4-4. Nets are 1-7. Another garbage ass team. Brooklyn Nets, the Knicks, and the Philadelphia 76ers are really bad news. Like I said, the Nets. You guys are leaning on draft picks. A lot of these guys that are 1-7 lean on draft picks. I don't know. You guys ain't been the same since, you know, you guys let go of Gerald Wallace. Then y'all traded, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you had Kevin Garnett over there with Brook Lopez, and Brook Lopez was out for the year. So Kevin Garnett had to play the center position, which he's not good at a center position, in my opinion. He's better at a power forward. So, you know, with that being said, last final game of the NBA, guys, is the Warriors and the Grizzlies, 100-84. Grizzlies are 3-6. That's bad news as far as the Grizzlies go, but this is the beginning of the season, guys. The Warriors are 9-0. Last question, Lone Wolf, will the Warriors finish out the season with their record better than the Chicago Bulls, 95-96?
They look really good, man. They look really good. But no, they will not. They will not finish out the season. And part of that is because the West is too stacked for them to do that. It's one thing to do it in the Eastern Conference. It will not happen in the West, period.
Yep. All right, guys. And one more thing real quick. Let me go over. Let's talk about college football just real fast. We've got 4 minutes left in the show. Real fast, I wanted to talk about the UT. Lone Wolf, do you know who y'all play next?
We had Kansas last week, so I think it may
and y'all
be Baylor.
Ended up winning that game, right?
Yeah, we won that game. That was a must win.
Okay.
I think it's actually either West Virginia or Baylor, if I'm correct. I haven't really been keeping up with the schedule, to be honest with you. But, yeah, I think it's either West Virginia or Baylor. I'm actually looking it up right now. It's an up-and-down season with my Horns, man. It's been an up-and-down season. And, like I said on the last episode, I know that people are trying to push off that Charlie Strong rumors going to Miami.
Right.
But I strongly believe if they have a losing season this year, I don't think he's coming. Yeah, and I was right. It is West Virginia. And it's at West Virginia. It's going to be a tough game to go there and pull that one out. I'm really thinking that Coach Strong is going to be a hurricane next year. That's just my opinion.
Yes, sir. Well, guys, you know, my Texas A&M guys, you know, they're 3-3. I actually don't know what our number is as far as the standings going to top 25. Haven't really been paying attention to that. So, with the NBA, that's pretty much the primary focus. We'll talk a little bit about college. So, Lone Wolf, anything else you want to add?
Nah, man. I apologize to the fans for being late today. I got a lot going on personally right now, so please excuse me. But Lone Wolf is here to stay. I'm not going anywhere. We're going to keep on pushing. And, Wolfpack TV, we here. Wolf Nation.
Yes, sir. Well, guys, tune in tomorrow. Like I said, check out our Facebook, check out our Instagram, check out our Twitter page. So, guys, Lone Wolf, hit us with the outro, man. And we out of this mug. We will check you guys out tomorrow. Same time, same place, guys.
Survey says
N-W-O. Peace out, guys. Wolf Nation, what up?
Peace.